don't have a whole lot of time, but still we have time. So I'm curious about how was this one? Yes, Amanda and Saul. Yeah, sure.
I think because I found the first inquiry useful and my partner helped a lot, me hearing their inquiry, I found this a bit easier to identify. And the word betrayal came up for me, that I mean, the word shame, ashamed, came up in the first inquiry, that the freeze is something to do with shame, and I think shame and aggression, definite, some kind of aggressiveness, but shame. So I can freeze out of shame. and this one was the wounding, which I can recall something current, is I reconnected with someone who I felt really badly betrayed by. But I also am extremely fond, you know, and I said to myself, no, I'm not, it doesn't matter how fond you, you know, forget it. I'm not reconnecting. And I waited 5 months. And then they phoned me and I saw the name on my phone and I answered it straight away. But there's a part of me that feels like I still feel the wound. I still feel the woundedness and I have to hold that there. Because, I mean, this could be partly theoretical because I know this, something about the knife going straight through. I'm just wondering that I think that if I don't hold on, I mean, practically it's like stupid, you'll be taken advantage of. You already have. You know, never mind about anything else, just the ordinary practicalities of somebody does something and it seems like a betrayal. It seems like something was betrayed. You're just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, completely stupid. And, you know, like my partner said, you know, you don't talk to this person again. That's it.
Yeah.
It was clearer to him than to me, where I have these mixed kind of affections for someone. And as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking, maybe I'm completely stupid, really.
In why?
Because... Well, because that, I think, you know, how objective can I be? I mean, I do think there was some, I mean, it feels extreme now, but I did feel really let down.
Yes.
Because there were certain expectations which I thought I'd talk through with the person and they were supposed to represent me at work, in this work scenario. And they'd already joined the management team and taken over my position, my role, with the information I'd given them. And then they were supposed to represent me. And then they said nothing in the meeting. And I turned to them in the meeting and said, are you going to say anything? Like, we spent hours, like, strategizing. And you're just sitting there because now I see you as aligned with the guy that's trying to get rid of me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So there's that wound. It touches on that betrayal, the wound of betrayal. That's what it is.
So the interesting thing is, of course, like, if someone does something like this, right, it might be a good idea to maybe say, okay, this is not somebody I want to keep around, or maybe you do, there's like a relational thing. You said you didn't talk to this person for 5 years.
No, five months.
Did I say okay, sorry, 5 months, yes.
Five months.
But still, five months is a long time, right? Almost half a year. Didn't talk to that person. And during that time, you held on to the hurt, right? And I think you see it right. It's like the risk is, if you don't hold on to the hurt, you're going to let yourself get fooled again.
Mm.
It's almost like, you know, you keep the wound open so that it's there as a reminder if you ever should get dumb ideas, right? It's there in your face.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is a very common reason. I mean, how many can relate to this as a reason for holding on? Yes, right. So that's the point of it. Then, of course, you can start thinking about the how efficient this is, right? So, if it actually is the best method for, of course, you don't want to get fooled again by the same person. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Is this the best, most resource effective method? Right. You can consider that, and also you can consider, has being wounded and holding on to wounds ever been the reason you got taken advantage of?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that turns it on its head, really.
And does something come up for you, or do you go like, well, it's a theoretical possibility, but I don't relate to it? Do you relate to it, or is it more like, maybe?
I think it's kind of theoretical, because I can see the logic in the, it leaves you in a certain vulnerable, it still leaves you, like, the whole point of that is that you were vulnerable, you trusted someone, they shat on you, and there's this wound, and you think, okay, I don't want to forget, you know, I don't want to forget, so you keep it around.
Mm-hmm.
but that's at my cost.
Yes. Sometimes, I don't know if this is something you can relate to, but sometimes the reason, sometimes when we seek out support from people who might not be the best supports, we kind of see the red flags, but it's our, but we also pin our hopes of the wounds being healed on the other person. And therefore, we overlook them.
Oh, yeah, I did exactly that.
Exactly. So this is just to see, okay, it makes sense to say somebody hurt you, keep the wound open so that it doesn't happen again. But then you go, hang on a sec, right? The open wounds was also the reason I was gullible in the first place. So you think the open wound will protect you from being naive? Sometimes the open wounds is what causes you to be naive. And again, as with this entire evening, this is not because we want sort of like to say, okay, so the right thing to do is X, Y, and Z. we just want to see fuller pictures.
Yeah, I think I see that, because although I've maintained some contact with them, I don't feel the same.
No.
And that might be forever now. It's like,
yeah,
okay, I do not feel the same. I don't feel quite as open. I'll share a certain amount with you, maybe work-wise, but I'm reevaluating that all the time.
Yes.
So I think I am not putting the responsibility on him to kind of prove to me now that, you know, prove anything, actually. He is who, this person is who they are.
Yeah.
And I have to see, okay, they're this, you know, they are self-seeking to a certain extent, and know that, and know that.
Mm.
That's it.
Good. Yeah. So, yeah. Good. So, but really, like, yeah, I want to emphasize, it's not that we are looking for, like, okay, so this is the right way to deal with this person. Much more interesting is to see that you have a certain way of dealing with yourself. So there's something in you that a part of you sees as naive, and you want to prevent that part from having too much possibility of messing up. And the means to do that is to keep a wound open. And the extra thing that I suggest is to say, maybe keeping the wound open is not just preventing the naive thing from doing things, but it is also the fertile ground from which the naive part of you emerged in the first place. And so all you want to do is really see the structure and how it works in more fullness. Remember, we're not trying to solve the structure, we're trying to see it so that we can contemplate, what are you beyond the sorry, this one has reinstalled itself. What are you beyond the naive thing and the part that holds on to the wound? Good. So we have time for brief comments. I think Cheryl and Saul, you both had your hands up, right? No, not Cheryl. Saul, you had your hand up.
I'll be very brief. It was just something that I noticed. So when I did the inquiry into the wounds, I noticed two felt senses that came up.
Mm-hmm.
The experience of holding on, like, which is sometimes like passive aggressive. And one was, which surprised me, one was like this defensive kind of hedgehog position,
mm-hmm.
which is like brittle and constricted. And mm-hmm. the other was like this really smooth, controlled, powerful, strong thing.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So then I'm like, cool, but I want that one. So, I mean, I know you say it's not to get rid of it, but like holding on to wounds isn't ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's pretty cool. So
let me just get this straight. It was a part that was holding on to the wound, which was also really smooth and powerful.
There was, in my experience, my felt experience, two quite distinct versions of it. Yeah, and without probably a very clear line between them. But one of them definitely is this sort of passive-aggressive, I know what you don't know, and I'm not going to be affected by you. And it's very effective and powerful.
Yes.
Strong.
Yeah. And what surprises you here? Or what is the...
Well, I think probably it's making me think, now I'm describing it to you, I'm probably thinking, well, clearly there's a part of me that does think there is a purpose of this inquiry, which is to... So, like you're saying, don't try and get rid of it. But deep down, we all know we want to get rid of the holding on to wounds. So that's probably coming quite apparent now. Because what's apparent to me there is like, well, that was good.
It was
fucking great.
The part of you that held onto the wounds felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like that wasn't, that's not part of the agenda, is it, that we're going through here? I think I was just a bit surprised. It came up and I was a bit like, what?
Yes. Yeah. No, but it's interesting, right? It's like there's a part of you that gains a position of power by holding on to the wound.
Yeah, like clarity,
that's
agency,
yes,
strength. Yeah,
that's all that. Not at all bothered by the wound, but wields it as a tool of power. Good. Now, that's a side of your personality structure. The surprise shows that this is a side of your personality structure that you hadn't seen before, right?
Yeah.
You go, okay, I got a pretty slick dude here who says, some wound, awesome, I can use that, right?
Yeah.
Now, the good thing about seeing that side of yourself, there are many things that you can explore further here. The good side of seeing this is before you saw it, you wouldn't be able to contemplate what you are beyond that. Now you can. So when you say, hey, this feels really good, right? The temptation, I almost hear the temptation going, is like, how can I be more of that, right? This seems nice.
Yeah, well, it was more like there was two there and I was like, well, I want that one, not that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like throughout life, you have experienced this woundedness. Maybe one of them, the hedgehog, my guess is that was developed at an earlier age. Why? It's pretty simple. The other one takes more skill, takes more something to develop. I think that is probably a different way of relating to wounds that came in and started competing, right? Let's do this instead because it feels better, seems more effective, and so on.
Yeah, correct.
Both of them have one problem. They keep the wound around, right? Both of them prevent healing. Now, one might feel nicer, still prevents healing. So before you become too enamored of this part, it's good to know, as all personality parts, there's a unintended problematic side effect, right? You feel better than when you're the hedgehog. You can do more with it than when you're the hedgehog. The problem is still, it keeps you locked in the personality structure and it keeps you the wound around. It prevents you from perceiving what you are beyond this. Thank you. Good. Time to round off for tonight. Next time, I plan to round off the P structure. And then we go to other stuff that's equally fun. So, see you in 2 weeks. Have a lovely evening. Cheers.
Right.
Thanks very much, Klaus.
Thank you. I saw your messages. You got some more clarity?
Yes, I definitely got some more clarity.
Imagined you would.
Yeah. I think still quite a bit to unpack, but I feel quite good at the end of today.